At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Good evening. Tonight, a chilling new development in the case that has gripped the nation. The seemingly inexplicable murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. We begin with a stunning revelation. Top investigators now believe that Luigi Mangione, the Ivy League graduate accused of this brazen daylight killing, did not act alone. This is not simply a hunch, but a conclusion drawn from meticulous analysis of surveillance footage, witness accounts, and the intricate timeline of events leading up to the tragedy. We'll delve into the crucial clues that point to a possible accomplice, a shadow lurking just outside the frame of the official narrative. The image is still stark. A frigid New York City morning, the sudden crack of gunfire, and a life tragically cut short. The arrest of Mangione, a man with a seemingly privileged background, sent shockwaves through the business world and beyond. The discovery of a manifesto in which Mangione allegedly claimed sole responsibility appeared to solidify the narrative of a lone, disturbed individual driven by an anti-capitalist ideology. But now, a closer look at the evidence is raising profound questions. What if the narrative we've been presented with is incomplete? What if unseen forces were at play, orchestrating this horrific act from the shadows? This is the question that now haunts investigators and demands answers. Let's rewind to the morning of December 4th. The scene, Midtown Manhattan, a stone's throw from some of the world's most iconic landmarks. Brian Thompson, a prominent figure in the healthcare industry, was leaving his hotel. Within moments, he was dead. The swift arrest of Mangione seemed to bring a swift resolution. But the devil, as they say, is in the details. Brian O'Shea, a man whose resume reads like a thriller novel, 11 years in U.S. Army intelligence, a decade contracting for U.S. intelligence agencies, and years running a high-end private intelligence firm, has been meticulously dissecting the case. He's not alone. Another leading expert in private security, someone accustomed to protecting CEOs and celebrities, has also been quietly analyzing the evidence, speaking to us on condition of anonymity due to their proximity to the ongoing investigation. And both have arrived at the same unsettling conclusion. The timeline simply doesn't add up. Consider this: the timing of the attack itself. The shooter, believed to be Mangione, arrived at the Hilton Midtown just minutes before Thompson emerged. Now, anyone who has ever conducted surveillance, even the most rudimentary kind, knows that being in the right place at the precise right time is incredibly difficult. As O'Shea himself put it, after thousands of hours of surveillance, the odds of you getting somewhere right when your mark is getting there are next to impossible. The logistics of surveillance, especially in a bustling metropolis like New York City, are complex. It requires patience, meticulous planning, and often a network of eyes and ears. The idea that Mangione, acting alone, could have positioned himself perfectly to execute the attack within a 5-minute window strains credulity. But there's more. CCTV footage reveals a series of curious details. 15 minutes before the shooting, the individual believed to be Mangione is seen on the phone. Who was on the other end of that call? Was it a simple, innocuous conversation, or was it a crucial communication from an accomplice relaying real-time information about Thompson's movements? This is the question that investigators are now urgently trying to answer. Then there's the matter of the SUV. Just as Thompson steps into the view of security cameras, the brake lights of a nearby SUV flash and remain illuminated. This seemingly minor detail could be a crucial piece of the puzzle. Experienced surveillance teams often use such signals to discreetly communicate with each other, marking the target's location. Was this a mere coincidence? Or was the driver of that SUV playing a role in this deadly operation? Witness statements also present inconsistencies. One witness told Fox News that they saw the shooter loitering on the street corner all night. This contradicts the timeline established by other evidence, raising the possibility that multiple individuals were involved, perhaps taking shifts to maintain surveillance on Thompson. And then, there's the question of how Mangione knew where to be in the first place. It has been reported that he arrived in New York City on November 24th and immediately visited the Hilton Midtown. The problem? The investor conference where Thompson was scheduled to speak wasn't publicly announced until 2 days later on November 26th. How could Mangione have known the location of the conference before it was officially announced? Was he tipped off by someone with inside information? Mangione's alleged manifesto, the 262-word document found in his possession, claims he acted alone. Even mentions elementary social engineering and basic CAD, suggesting he used technical skills and manipulation to carry out the attack. But could this be a carefully crafted deception designed to divert attention from a larger conspiracy? The investigation has also focused on the timing of Mangione's movements on the morning of the murder. He was seen arriving at the Hilton around 5:41 a.m., then seemingly backtracking, appearing at a subway station and a Starbucks before finally returning to the Hilton just minutes before the shooting. This erratic behavior raises further questions. Why would someone preparing to commit such a serious crime seemingly wander around aimlessly? Unless, of course, he was being directed by someone else, receiving updates on Thompson's movements. There's also the matter of the timestamp on some of the key CCTV footage. The New York Times reported the shooter was seen on the phone near the scene at approximately 6:30 a.m. However, the timestamp on the footage itself reads 7:29 a.m. While this discrepancy could be explained by a failure to adjust for daylight saving time, it's a detail that Mangione's defense attorney will undoubtedly scrutinize. We are left with a series of unsettling questions. Did Luigi Mangione act alone, a lone wolf driven by his own ideology, or was he part of a larger, more sinister plot? The evidence as it stands suggests the latter. The timing, the phone call, the SUV, the witness statements, the knowledge of the conference location. These are not isolated incidents, but rather pieces of a puzzle that point to a more complex narrative. As Mangione awaits extradition to New York, these questions hang heavy in the air. His defense team will undoubtedly seize on these inconsistencies, challenging the prosecution's narrative. The investigation is far from over. In fact, it may have just entered a crucial new phase.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, How to Best Kill Somebody with a Knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Introducing the Star Patrol Spotlight, the most intense flashlight you've ever seen. Compared to two car headlights, the Star Patrol shines up to four times as bright.
That's bright!
Illuminate objects up to a half mile away, even from the top of a skyscraper. The Star Patrol easily lights up buildings from across the skyline.
That's insanely bright!
Push Turbo Boost for a crazy bright boost that's 100 times brighter for 30,000 candelas of mega bright light.
What? That's insanely bright!
With 10 illumination modes, the Star Patrol is a spotlight, floodlight, emergency light, and more. Take care of all your lighting needs with one Star Patrol. Don't settle for dull flashlights. If the Star Patrol isn't the brightest flashlight you've ever seen, return it for a full refund. Go to GetStarPatrol.com for your free turbo boost, plus free shipping and a money-back guarantee. That's GetStarPatrol.com. GetStarPatrol.com.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end-of-season sale is here, and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor, and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals, and 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.